everybody. This is episode 416 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast.
Remember that PX Sausage Podcast thing I did like an episode ago? That really stuck. Anywho, I'm your host, Marcus Nez. Today is the episode. I don't know. I can't remember how I do any of this. This is the episode for December 16th, 2017. And I think I do that and then I say I'm the host, but it doesn't really matter anymore because shit's already gone off the rails. And I'm going to be talking about some games, a bit of PUBG on the old Xbox, which has been met with lots of controversy, and then a little bit of Your Toy and Bleed, both of which, no, I played Bleed on the Switch and Your Toy on Xbox One, which is a horror escape room s game, and Bleed is an arcadey game. And before all that, I want to talk about potential changes with this year podcast. So once we actually get around to recording the 150th episode of Pixelated Radio, I want to keep that feed active. And what I'm thinking of doing, because I also want to kind of do changes with this and shorten episodes and focus them and just put out a bit more and to do them more topically is not the word I want to use, but to do them more in the moment when I am watching something or playing something or what have you. So ideally what will happen will be that this podcast will record Mondays through Thursdays with 10 minute or less episodes. And then Fridays, I will put all of those segments together and then put them on the Pixelated Radio feed. So you'll have individual short little bite-sized episodes on the Pixelated Sausage podcast feed. And then on Pixelated Radio's feed, you'll get all of them put together if you like to just, you know, eat everything in one big lump. So that is an idea. Will I go through with it? I don't know, because we have to record that 150th episode first. I don't want to start doing the little segments until then. And one of the things that I like about this idea is that I can do other things other than just covering what I do in the traditional episode, because I feel like it'd just be kind of, I think it would be a bit much for regular listeners if I threw in a bunch of random kind of disjointed things and segments into one episode for people who just want to hear about this or that. And also this would also give, and also this would give people the ability to just listen to the episodes that interest them. So maybe someone's interested in PUBG, but these other indie games, even though they should hear about them, maybe, you know, whether or not they should pick them up, maybe they just want to hear about PUBG and they don't want to hear about the rest of the stuff. But I also want to do stuff like Game Club again. I want to go back and play games and do these little segments because I think those are really fun to do even if the games aren't that great. And I think it'll just be a bit more fun to do. And it'll be nice to not record super long episodes. And then I could also potentially, if I feel up to it, do a bit more editing just to tighten episodes and make them feel good, because they'll be super short and they won't be as time consuming to edit. Anywho, PUBG. So PUBG came out on Xbox One December, what was it, 12th? This past Tuesday? It feels like it's been out for a few weeks now, but I'm pretty sure it's been less than a week still. And it's been a bit of a rocky launch, to say the least. And the performance is significantly somewhat different on the Xbox One OG and S versus the X. And I'm playing on the X, so keep that in mind when I'm talking about the game. I don't know what it plays like personally on the original and the S model. But for me, I've really been enjoying the experience. It may be rough around the edges, very rough, but the experience is still there. It is still intact. That tense, heart-pounding, immersive, just effing, expletive, holy crap, I'm having a heart attack experience is still very much so intact. And it is super fun to play. And it is immediately noticeable how much better PUBG is over, say, Fortnite Battle Royale in terms of the experience. I would say that Battle Royale runs better for the most part and looks better for the most part, but PUBG is just a much more enjoyable experience. And also, Fortnite, if you're playing something like the 50v50 mode or something, if you're doing anything in Fortnite where there's a lot of characters on screen, a lot of people on screen at one time, it chugs like crazy. It then just runs awful. But I'm just loving the hell out of PUBG. And I don't have a problem with the controls. They take a little bit of getting used to because they're just some things that we're not used to using a controller, like holding the X button to reload instead of just pressing it. And there are little intricacies that exist because, of course, it is a controller. You don't have a keyboard, so you don't have as many buttons. But once you figure out how everything works, it feels relatively good. And I know there are people who are complaining about the lack of aim assist, and I can understand that, but I think having aim assist would weaken the experience, because part of the magic of the game is running into someone and just missing them. You could have the jump on someone and they do something that you're not expecting. You freak out, you start shooting all over the place, and you know, you end up dying or whatever, or the reverse, etc. There are so many variables that come into a gunfight when aim assist is not turned on. And I like that randomness. I like the tension that adds. And I like the fact that, in a way, that adds more realism to the game and the experience. Because in reality, most of us would not be these expert shooters who are just able to kill someone in a few shots. So I like that. And I like the fact that you have to be aware of so much so that when you pick up a weapon, it's usually initially set to single fire mode. So if you have an automatic weapon and you don't realize that it's only set to single fire mode, and you just hold the trigger down and you're like, what's happening? Why am I not shooting? You can get your ass handed to you. And that's fun. It's fun to die in the game. Maybe it's not right to say it's fun to die, but dying in the game is not the worst thing. Dying in the game is just another part of the experience. Each match is its own story, full of its own bits of excitement, whether or not it lasts a few minutes for you, a few seconds, or you end up lasting to the top 10 and the match goes on for over 30 minutes. Each story has its own highs and lows, its own rewards, and it's just an absolute blast to play. Sure, it doesn't look that great, and the frame rate is not always the best, especially in the very, very beginning. But once you land on the ground after parachuting in, at least on the X, for the most part, it runs well enough. And people also have to remember, this is a f***ing game preview program game. It is an early access game. It is not officially released. It is still very much so in beta, on consoles especially. I know it's going to be releasing officially on PC or whatever, but even on PC, it is not the most well-optimized game. So complaining that it's got some issues is a bit ridiculous, I think. You should know what you're getting into. And some of these headlines I'm seeing that it's just like, this is a god-awful embarrassment, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, it's not. It's an early access game, and it's a budget game. It's a $30 game that is going to be updated frequently, hopefully, and is still an absolute joy to play. Just like when it first launched on PC and it has been getting updated frequently on PC, the reason why people stuck with it, why it's been so successful, is that despite all the jank, all the issues, that core experience is unlike other experiences out there. And that is the same on console. So all the PC master race just shitting on it, like, oh, you should be playing on PC where it's so much better, or PlayStation 4 fanboys are like, it sucks on there, wait till it gets to PS4, it'll be so much better, blah blah blah. It's just, you know, shut up, just leave it alone. At least they released in preview program in early access and weren't trying to hide that or trying to act like it's an official release and not a beta like Fortnite. Which I think was $40, so $10 more. Though, of course, the Battle Royale thing is free, but you can pay out the ass with all the microtransactions, which you can't do in this thing. I'll say that's the one thing that annoys me. I love everything about the game. It's janky, it's rough, whatever. Still feels great. Love the experience. The thing I hate about it is the economy as it stands right now, because the only way of getting new items is with the whatever mystery crate. I don't remember what the name of the crate is, but you can purchase that. And it originally, or at first, it cost 700 credits. Then it doubles to 1400. Then it doubles again, and it resets every Sunday, I believe, down back to 700. And then it'll double and double, etc., till the next Sunday. And the reason why this system works that way, based on the little bit I read, is that the PC version has a marketplace where people can sell items they receive, and they want to keep up the rarity of items by making sure people can't just get items super, super fast with just having to spend 700 each time, because you can get 700 credits in a handful of matches unless you end up with very, very poor outcomes. So I just am annoyed by that, because there is no marketplace on the Xbox One as of yet. And with the lack of a marketplace, that system just is very aggravating and frustrating. And I hope they either update the game to add the marketplace fairly soon. I'm not sure how it works on PC, if it's a real money marketplace or if they have one where it's in-game and you sell items and get credits, but I would just assume that it would work that way, because there's definitely not going to be any kind of real money marketplace on Xbox One. I cannot ever see them doing something like that. But I just want to see them do that or change the crate system for the time being. I would actually prefer the marketplace system, just so I can purchase items I actually want, instead of, you know, I opened a crate and what I got was a pair of boots that I don't like and I didn't really care about. I didn't need to change my boots. The boots were fine. I wanted a new shirt or a new pair of pants, or ideally a pair of glasses that look like glasses I wear, so I can put them on my guy's face and I can be like, hey, he looks a little bit more like me. But that didn't happen, so that made me sad. But I'm really enjoying PUBG. Sure, it doesn't run incredibly well, but it runs well enough, like I said. And maybe that's not the case on the original Xbox, which is the console most people have. But, you know, just give it time. And remember, it's a f***ing preview program game. Remember what that means. Remember. Remember the preview program of December. And also, there are people complaining about the fact that for now, or maybe in a few days till the end of December, PUBG will be bundled with Xbox One X's, and people who have purchased an Xbox One X are bitching and complaining about that. But I know where they're coming from. I just think it's stupid, because everyone knows, especially those who purchase consoles and whatnot on day one, is that if you want something right away, if you want to be that early adopter, you're not going to get the best deal. That's how it always works. In rare cases, you know, maybe something where it's like a thing that goes out of stock and it never comes back again. That, you know, there's a limited stock, whatever. If you were an early adopter of the 3DS, you paid way too much for that thing. You, of course, got your free games, but did you want the free games, or did you want a whatever $80 discount. If you paid like me $500 for the Xbox One when it launched, you got a stupid Kinect that is garbage and worthless, and they quickly got rid of. And you're like, oh, that's $500 down the drain. But you have to remember, you get to play games before anyone else on that system, whatever. You are paying extra to be the first to experience this or that. And that's just part of the whole thing. So get over yourself. But people like to complain, so that will never end. Moving on from all this PUBG-ery, I also played some Your Toy and Bleed, like I said, and I'm going to start with Your Toy, which is an escape room-esque game with some horror themes. And it's about you being sort of tormented and tortured by your old teddy bear, who is really sad that you treated him so poorly when you were younger or whatever. I don't know. It's an hour-long game, if that. And you start out in this bathroom stall. You have to figure out how to get out there. Then you're in the bathroom. Got to figure out how to get out of there. Then you're in this little cave thing that you move towards the bedroom. You have to figure out how to get out of there. And after that, I think you end up back in the bathroom and you just end the game there. And it's okay. It's just incredibly short. I think it's $15, which is a lot to ask for a very, very short game that there's no real reason to ever play through again unless you miss some achievements and you want all those achievements. There are some really annoying achievements in there that are really just based around luck and are just stupid. But the game itself is okay. The problem is it doesn't control that well, and the inventory management is awful because you can collect maybe 20 items or something. You could get a lot of items, and the only way to scroll through them is left or right on the trigger, the D-pad, and it's maybe a second or two to move between items, and it just is a pain in the ass. If something is halfway in either direction, it's just going to be like, and I don't think the game, I'm not sure if the game pauses when you're doing that. So if the teddy bear is chasing you, he can get you while you're doing that. Though, if he gets you, you just have to do a quick time event, which is easy and whatever. He's like trying to hug you, but in a very angry way. And then you're like, no, no, no. And you push him down and he just lays there and he'll get up in a few seconds. But it's just not that great. I don't think the puzzles are all that well designed. Some of them are, I think, trying to be more clever than they actually are. And the biggest problem really is that it's just so damn short. It's gone before it ever really gets started, and the horror elements of it aren't scary at all. The teddy bear isn't scary. Some of the sounds are a little bit scary, but the environment's, nothing about the game is really all that scary. And this is coming from me, who was a big old baby when it comes to horror games. But I was like, whatever. The teddy bear would come out, and they would also, with the teddy bear, never really just have him pop out and have any jump scares. I can't remember if there was a single jump scare in the game, but they would, when you first are introduced to the bear, it's this slowly drawn out cutscene that takes, I don't know, 30 seconds or something. But the door opens in this bathroom stall, and there's spoilers, whatever, for this short ass game that most people will probably not play. But the teddy bear comes out and he's just moving really, really slowly. And then his head starts splitting open because you ripped him when you were little, and then he was stitched back together. And then he's just split open like that for the rest of the game and the few sections where he pops up. And he starts chasing you around the bathroom because there's like a sink with mirrors, like an island, but not an island because it's a full wall. So I don't know what that's called, an island wall or whatever, but it's in the middle of the bathroom. And he's just moving around real slowly, like a little penguin. He reminds me of, and this is a bit of a deep cut, the, I think, NYPD Blue skit from Mad TV, where Will Sasso played What's-His-Face, who was the star of that show, and he walks around like a little penguin. But it's just funny and not at all scary, because the little teddy is just moving really slowly, and you just keep going around this little thing, and you make sure he's always half a distance away from you, and then you're hammering this wall, and it's just like, okay, this is tedious. It's not scary. It's kind of funny. And I don't think they're going for that, so it is what it is. If you want some easy achievements, pick it up. But, yeah, it's a bit of a disappointment because I like the concept of it, and I think it's cool of them to go for this type of escape room type game, which is something I don't think a lot of games have explored other than mobile games. I think those room mobile games or whatever they were called, like I think there was the first one where you just had this giant box and you had to keep turning it around and finding out and figuring out puzzles on there, which was cool. So I like the idea and the attempt to put an escape room type system into a game, but I think they came up a bit short. So that was a bit of a disappointment. And then Bleed has finally come to Switch. It's been on PC for a very long time, and it recently came to Xbox One, maybe PS4 too, probably PS4, a few months ago or so. And I played a bit of it on there, but sort of like with Beach Buggy Racing, I actually got way more into it on the Switch, and I really enjoyed my time with it. It's a super fun arcadey shooter. The way it works is that you are this lady, this is a young girl, and you're going through these levels, there are 7 of them, and you're just going through enemies like crazy. There are usually a few bosses per level, and you shoot with the right analog stick, and then you jump with the right trigger and slow down time with the left trigger. You can only slow down time for a certain period of time. Obviously, it would be way overpowered if it was unlimited. And you could do up to 3 jumps in the air. So you have a triple jump. And it all feels really good, and it's super fun. And you could upgrade your characters with points you earned from completing levels. And there's also a challenge mode where you can fight 3 bosses at the same time, which is crazy. And you can pick the bosses. You can do 3 of the same bosses or 3 different bosses. And it's really crazy and it's fun. And when you complete the game on normal mode, you unlock a new character. And the same happens on hard mode and very hard mode. And they're all somewhat different. The problem is, as much fun as it is to play, the levels aren't that well designed that I enjoy playing through them over and over and over again. The bosses aren't that fun that I enjoy playing through it over and over and over again. There's co-op as well, but I realized soon after I finished it and started playing through the story again on a higher difficulty that I really liked playing through it the first time, and I was still having some fun playing through it a second time. But then the thought of playing through it a third time was just no, I did not have any interest in that. And that sucks. Because the game costs $15 on the Switch. And I don't know why that is. And this is just weird pricing in general across multiple platforms. I don't know if it's a Switch tax. There's not a hard copy release as far as I know. But on Xbox One, it's $12.99. So it's a few bucks cheaper. Not a big difference. But then on PC, it is $5. It is $4.99. And that is the sweet spot for the game. I feel like if Bleed was $4.99 on both Xbox One and Switch on every platform it's available on, I'd be like, yes, buy it. Buy it multiple times. It's awesome. You can enjoy it on various platforms. You can enjoy it here, there, wherever. And I would not feel at all wary about recommending the game, given how short it is and how, in my opinion, it's not all that much fun to go back to it after maybe 2 playthroughs. But at $15, it's a bit much to ask, I think. Especially when you can look at it and see that it's cheaper on other platforms, especially PC, which is just mind-boggling. And that's where the game's disappointing. It's not a disappointing game, but the pricing makes it disappointing. Because I think of it in the same way I think of Comico, I think was the name of the game that came out nearish the Switch launch, which was a $5 game. It had multiple characters. It was really short. You can play through it with the various characters, and it was slightly different. But, you know, once you've played through it a few times, you don't really want to go back to it. And you think to yourself, okay, well, you know, I only spent $5. I got $5 worth of fun out of that. And now I'm done. Never have to go back to it, but I didn't waste my money or anything. And I think that's what Bleed is experience-wise. And it's just priced as something else. So that is a bit of a letdown. I think it's a game that you should wait for a sale because it's a bit overpriced. And it's funny because I think you can actually get Bleed 1 and Bleed 2 on Steam for maybe $12.99 or something. There's like a launch discount, which makes the Switch pricing even worse. I'm checking it right now. So let's see. Yeah, there is a Bleed 1 and Bleed 2 combo pack on Steam right now for $12.73. A savings of 15%. So even without the savings, it is still cheaper because it's the same price because they're $15 combined. $10 for Bleed 2, $5 for Bleed. So you can get Bleed 1 on the Switch and play it wherever you want, which is great. But you can also buy Bleed 1 and Bleed 2 on PC for the same price. What to do? I don't know. It's up to you. Of course, if you don't have a PC. Or no, everyone has a PC, and the game works on a Mac. And I don't think these are really resource-heavy games. So, it's just buy an NVIDIA Shield thing or whatever. But yeah, really, really like Bleed. It's a super fun game for a few hours. It's just that after those few hours, I never have to go back to it. And it's $15. And I think it's a bit overpriced, so that will do it for today's episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Hope you all enjoyed it. And yeah, once again, I'm your host, Mark Jenez. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, Minimalist, Steam, and all the usual places at PX Sausage on PSN. I'm the Kush3. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, Pixelated Radio, the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast, and the art I do, which if you'd like to see it all in one place, go over to pxsart.com and check it out there, as well as links to where you can purchase prints for the pieces you like. You know what makes a great Christmas gift? An art print. Yes, it does. Also, if you'd like to support the site in general, you know what makes a great Christmas gift? Supporting the site with a buck or two a month in Patreon. You can go over to patreon.com/pxs. and support us. That would be lovely, especially since we lost a few patrons, and I think it might have been related to those changes, which sucks, because it's not like our Patreon is a bumpin', bustling place, so that kind of sucked, but whatever, it is what it is. I don't ever look at the Patreon as anything other than a way for people to show that they like what we do, and they want to support us. So if you feel that way, do it until you're satisfied, and then stop doing it. That's fine. Okay.